This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the second episode of AppForce One podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts and I've been developing iOS apps for over 8 years. I'm also running the Dutch Cocoa Heads for over 7 years. I'm going to talk about a number of news items. Jiva talks about home screen quick actions. Antoine van der Lee wants to get us up to speed with combined framework. Majid tells us about the magic of the redacted modifier. John talks about connecting and merging combined publishers. Alexandre has a very interesting read on the programming languages underpinning iOS. Bruno has looked in depth into how API availability works internally in Swift. Nova launched a programmer's text editor. Benoit has some thoughts on passing data around when using a coordinator pattern. So welcome to my second edition. On Thursday morning, I will post my first special, an interview with Antoine van der Lee about his work, Rocket Sim, and chickens. If you don't want to miss it, please subscribe to my podcast in the podcast player of your choice. Also, if you have any feedback on my episode, please contact me through speakpipe.com/appforce1 and leave me a voicemail with your feedback. Jiva Tamil-Selvan has an interesting article about home screen quick actions in Swift UI 2.0. Home screen quick actions are an easy way to quickly get your user into a specific area into your app, and this article is a great reminder on that they are available and actually how you can implement these in Swift UI 2.0. Antoine van der Lee talks about getting started with Combine Framework in Swift. Combine is a new framework by Apple and they already introduced it in 2019. The framework provides a declarative Swift API for processing values over time, so it's a reactive framework. At first it might sound a bit overwhelming, but what does it actually mean? What can you do with it and when should you use it? Antoine will try to answer those questions. Majid talks about the magic of the redacted modifier in Swift UI. Not many people know this already, but in Swift UI, you can mark specific areas of your user interface as being redacted. This shows your UI in a specific way that allows you to hide elements on screen if you want to. For instance, if you're putting the app to the background or if you're taking screenshots or anything like that. It's a great way to preserve the privacy of data of the end user. Danny Walls has a nice article on using silent push notifications to update your app in the background. Fortunately, it also contains a warning that you should not use silent push notifications too much, like 2 or 3 times a day is okay, but if you abuse it, then Apple will restrict your usage of this feature. John Sundell from Swift by Sundell has a nice article on connecting and merging combined publishers in Swift. Now that's a mouthful, right? It's a long form article that gives a lot of detail on how you can use Combine, and it answers a lot of questions that you might have had on more advanced usages of the Combine framework within your app. Definitely have a read of this article because there's some great takeaways and content in there. Timak has a very interesting article on the evolution of programming languages from iPhone OS 1.0 to iOS 14. It contains a lot of statistics and provides a lot of details on the usage of languages like Objective-C, C++, and C, and maybe finally even Swift. Bruna Rocha is a software developer at Spotify, and he talks about how Swift API availability works internally. We all know the hash available checks, right? It allows you to indicate which parts of your API are available from which version of the OS, and if you want to have separate paths of execution depending on the exact version of the OS that you're running on. In this article, Bruno will go into a lot of detail on how availability works within the Swift compiler and how you can actually use the availability features of the language to your own advantage in maintaining and updating and working with your code. Nova is here. Cabal Sasser talks about it on the Panic blog. Maybe you haven't heard of them yet, but Panic is a great company developing great Mac apps. Okay, it's a Mac app, but if you're still on the market for a new text editor, definitely have a look at Nova, because by the looks of things, it's one of the better looking editors out there, and knowing how Panic operates, this is going to be a great editor and not a bad choice if you want to have a good editor for your source. Benoit Pasqueur talks about how to pass data between views using coordinated pattern in Swift. A question that comes back often when using coordinated pattern in iOS development is how to pass data between views. In his article, Benoit shares different approaches for a same solution, regardless if you are using MVVM, MVC, or any other architectural design pattern. Next up, Donny's Monday Morning. On Monday morning, Donny Walls always releases a tweet asking the community what they are up to and what interesting bits of technology they will be working with this week. Mark Evans is trying to solve some async issues with SwiftUI, signing with Apple, Firebase, and Stripe. Well, that's a load of dependencies, dude. Good luck with that. Dave Price is working to get his app ready for test flight. Laurent will do some self-study this week in preparation to get an interview. Taylor Simpson is easing back into work while he is recovering from COVID. Best wishes to you, Taylor. Johan is planning a series of blogs about domain-driven design for iOS apps with lots of Swift packages and such. Neil Smith is learning about continuing with server-side Swift with Vapor. And he's building a new subscription offering for one of his apps. Leo is presenting at iOS DevCamp DC for full-stack Swift. Heart rate from the Apple Watch to Vapor. Nick will learn Swift UI. He has no excuses anymore. Vladimir Matusiewicz hopes to launch an app this week. Zamikate is starting 100 days of Swift by Two Straws. Hope this path will be successful. Sergius will continue playing and learning about Swift UI and working around its animation glitches. Niv is working on a cool update for Teus Deus. CocoaHCNL has announced their November and December meetups. Have a look on their meetup page and sign up if you want to join them. They've also announced that they're now accepting GitHub sponsoring. I also wanted to do a shout out to Swift Alps. This is a great event that's happening in November, on November 26th and 27th. The format of Swift Alp is different than what you're used to, but I've spoken to people who have attended previous years and all feedback was always great, so definitely have a look at them and maybe even join them. And that's it for this week's episode. If you like my show, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app of choice, but also rate me on Apple Podcasts. It really helps a lot. If you want to sponsor me, look at pod.fan/appforce1. If you have some feedback that you want to share with me, preferably as a voicemail, then go to speakpipe.com/appforce1 and maybe I'll use the clip in my next episode. And remember the special I mentioned at the start of my episode? It's going to be a great interview with Antoine van der Lee. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.